into this because this is pivotal. I mean, there were books, Demographics Are Destiny. That was written everywhere. The Republican Party had no chance to survive because there were too many old white people that were going to tip over and die, and that was it. Well, then along came the pandemic, and they thought, my God, we've got a chance here to crush these people. And they tried. They tried to crush you and me and did everything they could. As a result, though, they got a lot of blowback. You see all these kids that were locked in the room for 2 years? Young people that were in high school or in college that were forced to step down or quit or walk away, and their high school and college careers were disrupted massively. They are bitter and angry at the Democrats because they know who did this. As a group, they're larger. Oh, and this NBC poll. Latino voters, because they only tell you a little bit of it. Well, Republicans have, you know, improved by 5%. Oh, no, 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 no. They're cherry-picking because they don't want to tell you the whole truth. Let me tell you some of the truth from NBC. Latino voters on Biden's handling of the economy. 41% approve, 54% disapprove. Oh. Well, that's going to hurt. Latino voters on Biden's handling of border security. 42% approve, 51% disapprove. Ouch. Oh, you mean that Hispanic voters aren't just some monolith that are going to line up behind the Democrats and pull the lever because brown people belong to the elitist World Economic Forum, United Nations drooling Democrats? That's right. They don't. So, maybe these Hispanic voters that are Americans just happen to believe more in the foundational principles of this country than today's Democrats do. Maybe they believe in the American dream more than Joe and Nancy and the clowns in Washington. Do you ever think that that ever occurred to those cleaning up after Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their daily word salad vomit? If it didn't, well, then it's their fault, isn't it? Seems these voters believe in something, and it's not something they're being offered by the socialist big government Democrats who attack the very things they care the most about. And why are so many Latinos saying adios to the Democrats? Easy. God, family, and country. Listen.
She wants the party to take stronger action on issues like abortion and voting rights. But our poll found that the top issues for Latinos was actually the cost of living.
We see that prices are through the roof. And we want to know what people are going to do to help put that burden down.
In conservative stronghold states like Texas, signs of a political shift among Latino voters, with more now leaning Republican.
Maybe we should just go to the church.
Jose Arriola and Maria Batres live in El Paso.
Maria, you were a Democrat and you are now a Republican. Why?
Because the fact that the Democratic Party has changed a lot, and I identify more with the Republican Party.
What things?
Well, we're for God, country, family, and hard work.
Jose used to vote blue, too. Now he's also a Republican, and most concerned with immigration and beefing up border security.
What are the concerns that you have about immigration?
The fact of the matter is that we don't feel safe anymore.
We don't feel safe anymore. A lot of people feel that way. That's why Carrie Lake's going to be the governor of Arizona. That's why Arizona's going to send a Republican to the United States Senate along with Nevada. Maybe Colorado. You watch. And watch that Senate seat in the state of Washington. Watch that seat. Yeah, Patty Murray. Real trouble there. The reason is, you see, there's an awakening. There is an awakening in America. A true awakening. And it's clear that the change that's coming will be the new faces of color. Black and brown faces of the new conservative face of America. Embracing the conservative ideals of faith, family, country. And it could save this country yet. That's the beauty of it. The revolt against Democrats from their own plus submerged Republicans mean real trouble in November. It means, my friends, we're going to win. Listen.
I am a Democrat, and I'm very disappointed in them ever since they put bad candidates up like Hillary. And now they've got bad candidates like Raphael Warnock or Fetterman. I mean, Fetterman is as gone as Joe Biden. I've never been so disappointed in my party. he said he would work with the other side. And as for that gentleman saying that Joe Biden's on top of things, are you kidding? We can find gas that the White House has to clear up every day. Anytime he talks to the media, I mean, he just said a dead woman was alive and tried to talk to her. I mean, let's be serious. He's not on top of anything.
He's looking for a dead woman. He tried to talk to her. In fairness, so did Nancy Reagan, but that was kind of a different thing. All right, so did Hillary. Different thing. One last thing. Joe Biden, the Puerto Rican. You see, Joe Biden went to Puerto Rico yesterday to look at the damage done by Hurricane Ian. Puerto Rico's been pounded about three times in the last couple of years by hurricanes. I guess 2017 is when Maria raked that island. It's still all sorts of messed up. Lots of problems in Puerto Rico, but lots and lots of corruption creates big problems. The last governor is now in prison, I believe. But Joe Biden claims he was basically raised Puerto Rican. I mean, but you got to hear it go.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasure, since you're part of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and Delaware as well. And I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I spent a lot of time in the northern part of the state. But look, it's people like you who do so much for your community and are going to make such a big difference as Puerto Rico rebuilds. Thank you, Governor, for your partnership as we work together to help rebuild Puerto Rico. And I mean rebuild it all and rebuild it in a resilient way. So you don't, when storms come again, which they will, they're not having the damage they caused before.
But isn't that a lovely curtain that Jill turned into a dress? Oh, I'm sorry. Her dresses are kind of like breakfast tacos. You just never know what you're going to get. Like Puerto Ricans, remember? Just saying. Nice work, Jill. We're all real proud of you. I'm going to take a quick break here and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. And a good ride it's going to be. I'll be back.